So welcome back, and now I believe that we are ready to get started with PowerShell. So for now, I would just simply type in a few commands in VS Code, and then we will move back to the shell, and the rest of our course and rest of the videos would be done on the shell, and some of those will just move to VS Code, where we have to write scripts and have debug kind of scripts. So for that, VS Code is amazing. So for now, I've simply just created a simple file that is test.bs1. After that, I would simply just type in a simple command. For example, one of the command in PowerShell that is get dash process. So there you go. You have amazing intelligence, and it tells what it does actually. For example, get process, get the processes that are running on the local computer and the remote computer. You can get help about that as well right into the VS Code, so you need not to do some kind of typing of the commands like get help, get process, and things like that. So get process, there you go. And now what I'm going to do is that I would simply move to the debug section, and here I would simply just mark a breakpoint here. So there you go, I have a breakpoint here that is test.bs1, and as I'm having breakpoint here, so it should head, and I would simply run it. Before running, I have to configure my PowerShell environment, and if I've configured it right, I'll be able to see PowerShell here. So I would simply run it. There you go, my breakpoint is hit, and I can see the local, the script, the global, whereas I have the watch window here, and the call stack. And then I would just simply move forward, and there you go. In the debug console, I'm able to see all of the processes that are available and are running on my computer. So there you go, Google Chrome, Chrome Edge, and blah blah blah, whatever is that. So now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to move forward to the terminal, and as I'm now in the terminal, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to discuss. Okay. There we go. Sorry for that. So I'm going to discuss the three basic keys that you need to explore. You need to learn in order to explore PowerShell. So the number one is get command. So this commandlet is kind of really important because it gets you all of the commandlets available and that you can explore. For example, this includes all your old console utilities, batch files, VB scripts, etc. So, for example, if you just want to try it, so I would simply say get dash command, though I'm not having IntelliSense here, so if there is kind of error, pardon me. And there you go. So these are all the commandlets available, and it lists all of the commandlets. There you go. This is about, I would say, get command. So, by default, get command lists all the command lists that PowerShell provides. Notice that get command is one of those command lists in the list of command lists. So, get command can list more information, but how do you figure it out? This brings us to the second command. You need to know, and we'll be using quite frequently this one in PowerShell. So this one is the get help, the second key in order to know to get explore to explore PowerShell. So get help, how you type in that is simple get dash help, and let's say start, and it lists all of the help. It's doing kind of weird stuff right now, but it's too much of the data, so it'll load all the data here. So get help started gets all of the help that you can get. But for example, I simply type in get dash help and about and start. There you go. So it's searching all of the help in which I'm having the keyword about. So now, let's try get help on get command. For example, if I want to know more about get command, so how would I know that? So that's quite easy. For example, if I just simply go here and say get help, sorry, get help, get command. There you go. So I'm having all of the help about the get command, the syntax. There you go. This is the syntax and things. That was already pre-populated in VS Code when we were in VS Code. So I would say if you are going to write some extensive code for PowerShell, or you want to debug your scripts, it's quite an amazing thing or amazing IDE to use. So after that, for example, this is not enough for me. I need more detailed version of this. So what I would simply do is that I would say get help, get command, and detailed. And now what it would do is that if you just give me the detailed help about the get command commandlet. So, here's a tip that you will want to use the detail parameter with get help, otherwise you'll get very minimal parameter information. After that, the next thing is that is really important, and which is the get ps drive. So another major concept in PowerShell that you need to grok into the file system is just one of several types of drives that can be manipulated by the same commandlet you use to manipulate the file system. So, how do you find out which drive are available in PowerShell? So, you use a command that is get ps drive. So, let's try that. Get dash ps drive. And there you go. So it lists all of the major file system. It lists all the stuff. So there you go. So these are the basic three keys that you would need in order to explore PowerShell more and more. I hope you just try those and try those on different commandlets. First, list the commandlets. Get command. And just look into two to three commandlets, get their help, get their extended help, and then you can just try playing with them a bit more. So it's all for this video, and we will see you in the next video with more detailed tutorial on PowerShell and we would grasp new features. New for us, actually, not new in the PowerShell. So, take care till then, and see you in the next video.